a person who doesn't speak Hebrew at all, or doesn't understand Hebrew rather, he can read the words, but he doesn't understand the word he's reading, is it preferable he recite a bracha, for example, a shahakol on a drink, is it preferable he recite it in the bracha in English, which he understands, or in Hebrew, which he doesn't understand? The Gemara in Sota says a list of things which can be said b'chol lashon. Natosos in any language. Natosos is a little bit of a different girsa there, where it says bilshonam, things that could be said in a language which the reciter understands. And now this list includes kriyashma and tefillah and shmon esrei, but what's missing from this list is a regular bracha on a fruit or on a drink, a shahakol, or any other birchas hanenin. So, says Tosus, well, why doesn't the Mishnah include the regular brachos on fruits as something which can be made in any language? Tosus says the reason is because brachos on fruits may be recited in a different language, even if the reciter, even the person who's making the bracha, doesn't understand that language. So, for example, an American who doesn't speak Spanish can say a bracha in Spanish, even if he doesn't understand it, as opposed to the list in our Mishnah, like Kriyashma and Tefillah, those must actually be understood by the person saying the language. Now, other people give other answers to his Tosus question. Merome Sada says, well, Birchas Aperos and other Shakol, Brachas, etc., are not listed because they're included in benching, and benching is listed in the Mishnah. And, in fact, the Be'er Sheva argues on Tosus and gives a different answer and says, well, we miss other things from the Mishnah as well, so the Mishnah is not a complete list. But the upshot of everything so far is that it seems pretty clear that you could recite a shahakol in English if you understand it. And in fact, according to Tosos, even if you don't understand it, it may be fine as well. Practically speaking, halacha, we pass in this way that kriyashma could be said in any language, but by kriyashma, you actually have to understand the language that you're saying it in. So in other words, if you say kriyashma in English, you have to understand English. As opposed to, says the Magen Avraham, as opposed to a shahakol or a birchas aperos, aids, you could be yotze even if you don't understand, which is like our Tosos. Now the Be'er Halacha cites the Magen Avraham, who, based on other achronim, say that, you know, even by a shahakol, you have to actually understand the language that you are saying it in. So in other words, you can't make a bracha in Spanish if you don't speak Spanish. And even more than that, even if you do speak Spanish, it has to be a language that other people understand as well in the neighbor that you are. So in other words, to say in Portuguese or in Polish a bracha, even if you understand that, but you're in America and most people don't speak that language, you would not be allowed to make a bracha. But the upshot so far is that, again, to make a shakol in English in America would be fine. Now, what about if you don't understand Hebrew? Are you yotze making a bracha actually in Hebrew? So the Be'er Halacha says you are yotze, but cites the Prima Gadim, was unsure whether you're yotze in that case as well. However, the Be'er Halacha comes out that you are yotze. In other words, if a person who doesn't speak Hebrew says a bracha in Hebrew, a shakol, he is yotze. Fine. Next issue, though, is, but what about, again, putting it all together still, what about if you make a bracha in English, but you understand Hebrew? In other words, you speak Hebrew very well, but you want to teach someone else, so you make a bracha in English, and then you eat something based on that bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a mitzvah minam of chor. The ideal way to do it is to use Lashon HaKodesh in that case, and in fact, and that's based on a bach. And the Aruch HaShulchan takes it a step farther and says if you actually understand Hebrew, you can't make a bracha in English, because that whole Gemara that we're talking about of allowing you to make a bracha in English, that's if you don't understand Hebrew. But if you do understand Hebrew, for sure you can't make a bracha in English. So putting it all together, well, what about our question now? You don't understand Hebrew, so we said you could make it in English, but we also said that if you make it in Hebrew, then you're yotze. So which one is preferable? Is it better to make it the bracha in Hebrew that you don't understand, or English that you do understand? So the Sefer Seder Brachos actually asks this question. He says, Tzarchin. He doesn't understand in this question, because on one hand, if you do it in Hebrew, you're risking not violating the Prima Gadim, because the Prima Gadim said you aren't yotze if you say it in Hebrew and you don't understand Hebrew. But on the other hand, we saw that Hebrew is a better language to do it in. So he says, Tzarchin. The Sefer Lach Metodah cites the Be'er Halacha by Tefillah, but at least by davening, he says Hebrew, it's better to do it in Hebrew because a certain language of Hebrew that the rabbis set up our Shmona Esrei with, you know, certain nusach. So we'd rather you do it in that nusach even if you don't understand it. Now, the Lach Metodah also points out the best answer to this problem, obviously, is for the person to learn Hebrew, but sometimes it's easier said than done. Now, again, I'm not sure if this Lach Metodah is proof by davening by Shmona Esrei works the same by brachos as well. So it comes out, it's really essentially a suffix in this case, what you should do. Now, the Avnei Derech has a similar case where he talks about an Ethiopian who only speaks, I think it's Amoritic, is the language of the Ethiopians. So can he make that in his native language, can he make Kiddush in his native language? Or is it better recited in Hebrew when he didn't understand the Hebrew? And Avnei Derech Paskin, based on this, it's better to recite it in Hebrew, which, if you carry that over to Brachos, Brachos is also not in this list, like Kiddush is not on the list in Masechta Sota, so that wouldn't come out, then it would be preferable to recite it in Hebrew. But from these Achronim, it really is a Tzarchian. There's no clear-cut answer. If someone only speaks Hebrew, sorry, if only someone only speaks English, he does not speak Hebrew, is it better to make a bracha shako on in Hebrew and not understand the word you're saying, or is it better to do it in English and understand what you are saying? You should ask your local Orthodox Rav.